Hare Krishna. Today is the anniversary of 19th anniversary of the installation of Gaur-Nitai in Budapest. We're called the Nitai Vijay Gauranga. So if on the kirtan you hear their names being chanted a little excessively, that's because we're celebrating the birthday. And I gave class on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's taking of sannyas, particularly because yesterday was Vishnu Priya Devi's appearance day, and because Lord Chaitanya's sannyas is representative of his willingness to sacrifice the company of his eternal associates for the benefit of the conditioned souls. And it's that kindness and mercy that we now see embodied in the forms of their lordships who reside here in Budapest, and of course not just here, but in probably every ISKCON temple around the world. Parama Karuna Pramudri Janma Nitaya Govara Chanda, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda present together, inspiring us to chant Hare Krishna, inspiring us to spread the Sankirtan movement, inspiring us to go back home, back to God. Let me give a little overview of the history of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sannyas, Chaitanya Mangal. Mm-hmm. Recounts this particular version. Lord Chaitanya's first connection with sannyas was with Vishwarup. Of course, it's part of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's eternal leela. And those who are acquainted with Lord Chaitanya's identity, or were during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, knew that part of his earthly pastime will be to take sannyas. In Avadvipa, in the spiritual world, it's eternally in the household life. And the Lord appeared in the family of Jagannath Mishra, a very saintly Vaishnava Brahmana, and his wife, Sachidevi. He's the incarnation of Nanda Maharaj, she of Mother Jashoda. So what more needs to be said other than that? And he had an elder brother, an incarnation of Lord Balaram, not a full incarnation, partial incarnation of Lord Nityananda, Vishwarup. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, he was known by the name of Vishwambar, amongst other names. His mother would call him Nimai, except for when she would get angry with him. I think that's the general practice of mothers, is that they have nicknames for their children, and it's only when they get angry with them that they actually call them by their real name. Or when they call you by your real name and not your nickname, then you know you've done something wrong. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very, very young, then Vishwarup, at the age of 16, his father decided that he should get married. And Vishwarup understood Jagannath Mishra's mind, and he didn't want to get married. So he decided then and there that he was going to leave home and take sannyas. He didn't want to get entangled in grihastha life. And so he stayed up the whole night contemplating the future, and the next day he pretended to go off to school, but he went further than that. He crossed the Ganges and just continued going and never came back. News came that Vishwarup had taken the renounced order of life and left home for good. Of course, Mother Sachi and Jagannath Mitra were both devastated, and Jagannath Mitra had to try to console his wife. So he explained to her that, you know, our son has been in the mood of renunciation, even as a child. It's natural that he takes sannyas. Besides, in the family where someone takes sannyas, 10 million generations become liberated. So you should give your blessings to him. Be happy. Besides, Nimai is still here. And he won't become a sannyasi. So when all this was going on, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and saw that his parents were despondent, and he asked, "Where is Vishwaroop? Why are you crying?" And they explained to him that he took sannyas, and he said, "What sannyas?" And he said, "Sannyas is when you leave home forever." "Why did you leave home?" "To leave home in order to preach to the world, to accept the world as your family. You leave your own family to accept the greater family of the world as your own." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very attracted by this internally, and he thought, "I'm going to take sannyas also for the benefit of the world." But externally, he jumped in his mother's lap, and he reassured her, "But don't worry, I'm here, and I won't take sannyas, and I'll take care of you." So hearing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sweet words, they were very satisfied. Sometime later, Jagannath Mishra left this world. Jagannath Mishra decided to give Nimai the Brahmin thread, offer him Brahmin thread. That was at the age of 9, and they held a beautiful ceremony and invited Advaitacharya and many Brahmins and gave in charity, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's head was cleanly shaved, and he was wearing the saffron cloth of a brahmachari, and he's given a brahmachari danda, and then after receiving pavitra, after receiving the Brahmin thread and the mantra from his father, then he went around to do bhiksha. And Lord Chaitanya was carrying this brahmachari staff, and he liked the feel of danda in his hand. And again, he thought to himself, "I'm going to take sannyas and carry a sannyas danda sometime." But he didn't say anything. And sometime later, his father passed away, of course, Mother Sachi was very aggrieved that her husband had also passed away. Now she lost her older son. Now she lost her husband. And so she was even more dependent on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya started a toll, a school, and in the house. And he also got married. He's married. I think he got married later. But he started his school, and at a certain point, he decided to do pinda, to offer oblations on his father's behalf in Gaya. And so he went to Gaya with some of his students. And when he was there, he met Ishwarapuri, and he asked for initiation from Ishwarapuri. Ishwarapuri then initiated him with Gopal Mantra. And by chanting the Gopal Mantra, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifest that love of Krishna that was latent in him, in any case, so that he was hiding. At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought, "Now I will go to Vrindavan. I should devote my life to Krishna. I should find the Lord. It's a very rare thing to accept initiation. Now, after being able to take initiation and receiving the blessings of Sri Guru, then I should go to Vrindavan and search out the Lord. But on the way, a celestial voice told them, no, don't go to Vrindavan now. You will go at a later time. After, and then it said, after you take sannyas, then you can go, then you'll go to Vrindavan. And so the associates were there, and this was the first time that others had heard this topic of Lord Chaitanya taking sannyas. And so when they got back to Navadvip, because Lord Chaitanya followed that celestial instruction, when they got back to Navadvip, then word started spreading that the celestial voice proclaimed that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would take sannyas at a future date. Of course, Lord Chaitanya didn't, at least not immediately. So, in due course of time, that rumor of sannyas gradually abated. And everyone thought nothing of it. But one day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a dream. And he dreamt that a Brahmin came to him and gave him the sannyas mantra. It's not particularly clear whether this is the Maivadi sannyas mantra, Tatramasi, or the Vaishnav sannyas mantra. But in any case, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's interpretation of the mantra was in line with the Gaudiya Vaishnava understanding, Gopi Bhata Padukmeva Dasta Sanudasa. Sannyas means to be absorbed in the mood of the gopis. And he told some of his associates, I had this dream, and in this dream, Brahman came to me and gave me sannyas mantra. And since then, my mind is being absorbed in the mood of the gopis, in the mood of Srimati Radharani's love for Krishna. This is what the real goal of life is about, and therefore I shall take sannyas. So once again, the topic of sannyas came, but this time it came up directly from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's own mouth. And it started to become a topic of discussion. Meanwhile, Kesha Bharati also arrived and he stayed for some time and he was a sannyasi, of course a Mayavadi sannyasi, but nonetheless a sannyasi. So the presence of that sannyasi reinforced Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's meditation and desire, and when after Kesha Bharati left, he stayed at the house of Advaitacharya. And then he left. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made a decision. Now he's going to take sannyas. He's not going to waste any more time. And so he told his mother, or at least he went to tell his mother. She, of course, had already heard all these rumors, and that had caused her a lot of distress to hear that what was being spoken about, and she also wanted to hear directly from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the Lord told her, yes, this is what I'm thinking. Sachimata was very distraught at the idea of being left alone, and but Lord Chaitanya preached to her and explained to her how the material world is a place of suffering, how these bonds of family ties, family attachment, these are illusion, that the only real family is Krishna's family, the only way, the only reality is being Krishna's servant. So, Radha Sachi said, and then he narrated, I won't say that because I did a podcast of that, of Dhruva Maharaj and Dhruva Maharaj's life, and Lord Chaitanya said, look, here is Dhruva, a little boy of 5 years of age, and his mother encouraged him to go to the forest and take sannyas, so you should do the same to me. And finally, Mother Sachi gave her permission. She said, all right, I'll take sannyas also. We'll both shave our heads, and I'll wear saffron also, and wherever you go, I will also go. And Lord Chaitanya said, but that's not possible. Then everyone in Navadvipa may as well take sannyas, and they may as well all come with me. So you have to stay here and help Vishnu Priya, because certainly she will not be able to go. A wife cannot go with a husband who's taken sannyas. So then, with great sorrow, Mother Sachi acquiesced, and after that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went and spoke to Vishnu Priya. And that was a similar discussion. Very, very sad. Vishnu Priya was very heartbroken. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had told Mother Sachi, whenever you call for me, I'll come. And he told the same thing to Vishnu Priya. He said, just look inside your heart, and if you look inside your heart, you will always see that I'm there. And so they spoke like that throughout the night, and early in the morning, Lord Chaitanya left and crossed the river, went to Katwa, and there took the renounced order of life for the welfare of fallen conditioned souls, for our own welfare. Lord Chaitanya, in his own words, went to a different land, left the comfort of Grihastha Ashram, left his the love of his eternal associates, and in the ensuing 6 years, traveled throughout India with his vow, to fulfill his vow of saving conditioned souls. He liberated my bodies and atheists and innocent people, and converted many, many other non-devotees into pure devotees of the Lord. And for our own benefit, he also came beyond the borders of India in his deity form, and continues to inspire us as he inspired people 500 years ago. So that's a little summary of Lord Chaitanya's sannyas lila. Hare Krishna.